We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
Paradise by the Dashboard Lights. Because Meatloaf is your artist of the day. Saw him open for Queen in 1986. Good afternoon, everybody. Good to be with you. Telephone number here is 576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I am Scott Parks. Dana, here's a story. Please weigh in. A Kentucky nurse said she was punished for refusing to treat coronavirus patients without an N95 mask. Kenyatta Irvin, 49 years old, telling the Courier-Journal that she was sent home on March 31st for refusing to provide care for her patients. Quote, "This is absolutely not true," she said in an interview with her lawyer. "I want to care for my patients. I know they need me." Irvin, who works at the Norton Women's and Children's Hospital, I believe this is somewhere in Connecticut, I believe, said that she needed proper protection gear to work because of her medical history. She had pneumonia and asthma in the past. Without the protection of the N95 mask, she worried she could also get seriously sick. This is when Dana jumps in, and normally she does, and do we not have her again? I'm going to lose my mind. There we go. Now you're back.
Speaking of not having equipment that works, so can't make this up if you wanted to. I love this story because if you take out the word nurse and swap it with the word firefighter or police officer, we would never ask a police officer to go do their job out on the streets of Kansas City, but we're not really in a position to give you a bulletproof vest today. We're running low.
Dang it. I'm sorry. We're out of bullets.
And the taser, and we're stockpiling pepper spray. Some cities have it, some cities don't. But you go ahead and you go out and you fight crime, okay?
You do you.
We would never say that to a cop. We would never say to a firefighter, "We're going to send you into that burning building without your protective gear. We might have an oxygen mask, we might not, but come to work anyway, we'll sort it all out." No one would ask those frontline people to do that. Yet we're saying to our doctors and nurses, "Hey, make do, and you're fired if you bitch about it."
It's a great point, Dana. It's a great point. Listen, we all understand what we're up against. There are new models out today that suggest that the coronavirus is going to end a little bit sooner. This is good news. This is good news. That doesn't mean you need to go outside. But to Dana's point, and it's a good one, how in the name of Sam Hill are we expecting nurses and doctors to go into rooms to, quote, save life, which is what they're doing, and not give them the proper protective equipment? I mean, give me a break, man. Dana's right. You wouldn't send a firefighter into a house without his gear on, her gear on. You wouldn't tell a police officer to go break up a armed robbery in progress without a gun. I mean, come on. Anyway, by the way, the Dean Koontz stuff that's going around, I don't know if you've heard about this. It's not true. Dean Koontz, the author, a lot of people are writing that, you know, back in 1981, he prophesied that there was going to be a virus in 2020. Like he's Nostradamus. It turns out, yes, he did write a book called The Eyes of Darkness, I think it was. And there are some things in there that are eerily similar to what we're dealing with now. But it is not prophetic.
Hmm.
Dean Koontz, I don't know where this got started. I'm sure it's the internet. Go ahead.
One of the things I want to ask people very carefully, and I don't even necessarily want our healthcare workers to call in because I don't want to get anyone in trouble, but we are starting to see, Scott, that other people in healthcare are being fired for speaking out about this, okay? There have been doctors fired. There have been nurses fired in the last couple of weeks, if you look it up, for saying we do not have what we need to do our jobs. And I get it. A lot of places have, you know, media clauses where, you know, you can't go speak to the media without going through the media representative of your hospital. But some of these people were fired for like posting on Facebook, like, look at this. This is what I wore to work today, or posting a photo of them wearing trash bags instead of protective gear because that's all they have. I'm curious what you think about that, because this is a safety issue. Do we not have whistleblower protection in America? You know, if you work at a construction site and you know it's not safe and they're not doing things correctly and people are going to die, you're supposed to be protected for bringing that to light. Why is this any different with the doctors and nurses who are getting in trouble for talking about the lack of supplies?
Well, not only that, Dana, I mean, wouldn't you argue, and I think you would, if there was ever a time not to fire a nurse, not to fire a doctor, this would be the time. I mean, so they're complaining. So what? We need them now more than ever. This is the time when you just say, all right, hey, can we tone that down just a little bit? We need you. Don't leave us. Don't. Oh, America. Come on, man. We can do this. 576-7798. 576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I am Scott Parks. Ryan Lilja is your quarantine conversation tomorrow. Former Kansas City great, the Chiefs great. 576-7798. Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
You can stand me up at the gates of.
Text line. No, where's your proof that there are shortages in hospitals? Bro, just look at the news, man. I'm not saying that there are shortages in every hospital. God knows I'm not making that argument. But if you watch the news, and there's this one hospital in Brooklyn.
Brookdale.
Yeah, Brookdale Hospital in Brooklyn. That's right, Dana. These people have gold plate rooms waiting for them in heaven. They are doing the Lord's work. And if you have not seen it, stop watching Fox News all the time.
Well, I think, Scott, people are looking around town and saying, well, if it appears we have enough ventilators here, what's the big deal? Yeah. You know, the crisis is in New York. We're adding Detroit now, Louisiana.
Louisiana's in big trouble. Yeah.
Certainly Washington State. Mm-hmm. And yes, there's a shortage. There was a great article in the Kansas City Star this week about nurses who are leaving Kansas City to go help. Like they were in non-essential nursing careers here. They're not working. So they go there to help, do the altruistic thing, right? And one of those nurses, Scott, came back. She came back. And she remained anonymous in the story. And she said, I came back because there's nothing we can do to help them there. They don't have the equipment that they need. We are basically standing around watching people die.
Yeah. Let me be very calm. Because as I said what I just said, the text line exploded with fake news, this is all a hoax, etc.
That's one guy.
No, it's not. It's several people, Sam. I'm looking at the numbers. In New York State, someone is dying from COVID-19 every 2.5 minutes. This is not a hoax. My mother is the most conservative person I know. She is in complete lockdown. This is not a joke. This is not something that we need to take lightly. I'm not saying that we're all not going to, you know, that there's not light at the end of the tunnel. There is. I think this will all end at some point. But folks, we have to take this seriously. This is not a joke. It's not a hoax.
Scott, there's another doctor. News. There's another doctor in Kansas City. There's a great interview with him today, 43 years old, and they said, what is one of the most frustrating things about this? And he said, as a physician, you are used to stepping in and helping. You have course A, you have course B, maybe we'll try C. We have all of these tools in our toolkit to save people when they are dying. And then COVID-19 hit, and I'm quoting here enough to be dangerous. He said, there's nothing we can do. He described, and it's in the Star today, he described having one patient that seemed to be doing better and then was dead within 4 hours. And that is in Kansas City.
I don't want to go to Barb because I love Barb and she's one of my favorite people on the planet. Let me end with this. As people are writing in, quit watching CNN, you tool. The president of the United States said last week, if we end up with 100,000 to 240,000 deaths, quote, we have done a good job. This is not a joke. The president said that. This is real. Barb, good afternoon. I can't wait to hear your voice.
Hi, Barb.
How are you guys?
We're doing well. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm just hanging in there. I just had to haul 44 gallons of water. My well went out.
Uh-oh.
So I just got done filling up all these damn bottles. Excuse my French. I didn't mean to say that word.
That's okay.
Oh, my goodness. You know, Scott, I'm going to tell you something. I'll be 82 years old.
Whoa. Barb. Hey, just hold that phone to your face because we're getting a lot of feedback and wind. Go ahead.
Okay. You want me to stop talking?
No, I want you to keep talking.
Oh, okay. In our lifetime, did you ever think that we would be facing something this traumatic in our lifetime? I never thought that something, you know, I asked my daughter, I said, do you think this is warfare? And she said, well, Mom, I don't know. You know, she's 56. She almost died of pneumonia. And, you know, I'm so afraid, you know, she had pneumonia and was very, very sick. And she's healthy. You know, she doesn't smoke, don't drink or nothing. And, you know, you think about all these people, bless their hearts, down here where I live in the South. It's really bad. I mean, you can't get help down here. I don't know what it is. But the Greene County, they get all kinds of help up there. But in the small areas, they do not get the help they need. And what happened to all those masks and equipment that was on that airplane from New England? Where did that go?
Are you talking about the 1 million masks that the...
Yeah, where did they go?
Well, I imagine they went to Boston. That's why they were flown into New England.
Oh, well, I thought maybe they'd at least split it up and put some in New York, you know. It was so sad today. I heard about this doctor that passed away, and he has, I think, five children. And he went home and he went back on that line, bless his heart, and he passed away because he just couldn't kick it, you know. And it's just sad, you know. I pray every night for, you know, all of us, because, you know, it's just getting so bad. It's so scary, Scott.
Hey, do not, Barb, you of all people, do not go crying on me.
I know.
Because you're my lifeline.
Well, I just want everybody to stay strong and love each other and just try to hang in there and take care of everybody, because, you know, it's just so sad. It's not only the soldiers and the doctors and everything, it's just everybody in general. And I see people walking around, no masks, no gloves, coughing in the store. You know, how disrespectful is that?
Well, I want you to be safe. Why are you
going?
Yeah,
you stay away from those people.
Why are you going to the store, Barb?
Well, I ran out of dog food, and then I my water went down, and I had to go to the store, so I put my mask on. I got two masks and my gloves, and I got a hat on and a long-sleeve shirt. So I'm okay, because, you know, but the ticks and the fleas are getting so bad down here. Oh, my gosh, it's just awful. I didn't think it would happen this early.
We don't want you getting Rocky Mountain spotted fever, so you keep wearing long sleeves.
Oh, gosh, no. But I'm strong. I'm gonna be kicking. I'm listening to Tom Petty, and I'll rock my life, the rest of my life out, honey.
Well, Barb, I love you, and I just want
I
you
love
to be-
you guys. Are you engaged yet, Scott? I don't get radio down here because it cuts out, and I can't get the station in there at home, so I have to ride around in my car so I can listen to you. So I get pieces, you know, of this and that. So the last time you were going to do some romantic thing, and I never got that.
Well, coronavirus, Barb, kind of threw a wrench into that whole thing.
I know you went to Mexico. I remember you just got back not too long ago.
But we took her son too. So I'm not going to get engaged in front of her son. That would be
kind of weird. No. I didn't mean that. But I'm just glad you guys came back quickly, because my daughter went on a cruise, bless her heart, in February, and she came back on the 26th. And I'm so thankful, because, you know, right after that, everything just broke wide open, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But how are you doing, Dana? Are you hanging in there?
I just love to hear your voice, Barb. I'm doing good.
Oh, that's good. You stay strong, honey, because we're going
to
make it. We're going to make
it. Yes, we are.
If we just, you know, just have to stay together and work together and try to stay strong. That's all we can do. And not be mean to people and try
to
do things for somebody.
Hey, Barb.
Just like today.
You take care of yourself, because I want to see you on the other side, okay?
All right, sweetie. I love you guys.
All right. We love you, too. You be good.
Have a safe night.
Okay. Be good. Let's get to the news. Dave in Overland Park, you hang tight. You're next. 576-7798. 576-7798. Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. Ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, when you hold me in your arms so tight,
do
let me know.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's good to be with you. Ryan Liljia, Kansas City Chiefs great, joins us tomorrow. Also played with Peyton Manning for the Indianapolis Colts. He will be our coronavirus quarantine conversation tomorrow. I believe that's at 2:30. Pretty good day on Wall Street. NASDAQ up 203 points. S&P up 90 points. Let's go to Dave in Overland Park. Dave, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey. So the reason why you probably had a bunch of the fake news comments immediately after saying the stuff about the masks or whatever, there was a nurse that had posted a video about how she had quit from a hospital because of lack of equipment. Then one of the news agencies and one of the front runners for the Democratic Party had reposted that.
Okay.
And then it had turned out that in one of her earlier posts on social media, she not only was jokingly singing about how Corona was going to get people, but she had not worked for that hospital in over a year.
What's your source on that?
Steven Crowder.
Your source is what?
Steven Crowder.
Who's Steven Crowder?
You heard of Mug Club or
No.
Change My Mind or
No.
any of those things? Okay.
No.
Basically, there's two guys that I listen to outside of main media, and they have gone through, and they are Republican biased. They go through kind of fact-checking a lot of things that media puts out there.
Well, but by fact-checking, I mean, are they really fact-checking or are they not?
I believe they are. To the best of my ability, I believe they are.
Okay. I'll look them up.
And the other would be Ben Shapiro.
So you get a lot of your opinion from conservative opiners. Is that correct?
For the most part, yeah.
Okay. And you believe them?
Yes.
Okay.
Ben Shapiro more than Steven Crowder. Steven Crowder, I feel like I have to double check some of that information, but yes, Ben Shapiro.
I'm going to double check everything you just said.
The Daily Wire? No, that's fine. You know the Daily Wire?
Yeah, I know the Daily Wire, but everything you're saying is a conservative-leaning organization or personality.
Yeah. I'm just letting you know that.
Do you not go to any middle-of-the-road organizations or personalities to get any news?
I don't think any of those exist, but I do visit both sides, yes.
Okay.
I go to CNN and I go to Fox every day. That's all I'm allowed to do at work, other than stare at cameras.
Okay. By the way, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
No, not you.
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. I just looked up Steven Crowder. In June of 2019, Crowder's YouTube videos were investigated. He's from Canada, by the way. Over his repeated use of racist and homophobic slurs to describe journalist Carlos Maza. The channel was not suspended, but YouTube said, quote, the videos as posted do not violate our policies, although they demonize the account.
Correct. And if you
He's
go,
a lunatune.
If you go and you look further.
No, stop. I don't want to give this guy any more credit. Brother.
Let me give you some actual news that affects us here, Scott.
Please.
Johnson County just came out within the last 15 minutes or so. They are going to randomly select 2,000 residents, 2,000, for drive-through coronavirus testing. It's
just
coming.
Just to see how pervasive it is or what?
Well, anytime you do a sample size, what is usually the sample size? Isn't it 1,200? And not that that necessarily translates with something like a virus, but I think 2,000 is a good place to start. And if you've got, 2,000 cars driving through, and you can tell me what percentage in all of that 2,000 has it and is asymptomatic, that is important information for everyone listening to know. Everyone listening to know, because they could come out and say, Scott, look, we had 2,000 randomly selected people coming through here. And out of those 2,000, 200 of them or whatever tested positive and had no idea. Then will you listen to me? That is scary. What number is going to be revealed with a random test?
Telephone number here is 576-7798. And it's been said 1,000 times in the news media, and the president's on right now, and I'm sure he's saying the same thing. I hope he's saying the same thing. Testing is critical. That's how we figure this out. We have to test. We don't have the tests, or at least not as many as we need, where Dana could go and be part of this, 2,000 people, or I could go, and they say, up your nose. And you're like, well, Danny, you just tested positive. Well, guess what you're going to do? Kids are out of the house. They're over at Joe's. And you're going to quarantine for 2 weeks.
Only residents who receive an invitation via email from the county are allowed to get tested at the drive-through location. The health department guy, Samny Ariola, public health director.
Excuse me?
Announced that the county has purchased and received hundreds of the highly sought swabs so that they can begin wider community testing.
What's the person's name?
He is the public health director
of
the county.
Of Johnson County?
Yeah.
And what's his name again?
I just like to call him the public health director.
Well, I do too, but I'd like to be at least sophisticated enough to call him by his real name. What's his real name?
He is Mr. Areola.
Excuse me?
That is his name. He is the public health director, and we are thrilled that we are getting these tests. Scott Parks!
Sophisticated.
We are thankful that we are getting the tests.
I'm very thankful that we're getting these tests. His name is
Quoting
Areola.
Here, we feel pretty good about where we are right now in terms of getting the testing, Areola said during a press conference on Wednesday. It is important to sample people without symptoms
we
because
are
we
not
know they
booking
can carry
the
virus.
Show.
And oh, the hell we aren't. He's
no
the
way.
Health director.
No way. I can't do a straight interview with somebody named Areola. There's no way. There's no way. Dr. Areola. I would never even get the first question out of my mouth.
First of all,
your name is based on a nipple.
If you care, I believe the spelling is slightly different.
Sounds the same.
I could be mispronouncing it.
I don't think you are.
It could be Areola.
I don't think so.
Let's go with that.
It's like Richard Pound, who chose not to go by Richard.
That is... The first group of 500 residents will receive an email and be directed to go get tested beginning Friday at a drive-through location in Olathe. It is about half the number Areola originally hoped for.
Don't look at me like that. And don't even think for one second you didn't think the same thing.
No, I didn't.
You're lying.
I thought he is a leader in the realm of public health.
Realm?
Incredibly smart.
Did you really just use the word realm?
Yes.
Like the realm?
Mm-mm. Nope, not biting. Not doing it.
Not biting?
Nope.
5767798. You are a liar. You are a liar.
We get your point, Scott.
5767798. Welcome back. It's good to be with you. Sam, if anybody calls in and wants to weigh in on Dr. Areola, that's fine.
No, we do not want to weigh in on that. And by the way, I looked it up. I just did. And there are multiple definitions of that word, number one. I'm guessing there are different pronunciations, mm-hmm. number two. That word...
It's
means
not a dirty word. I don't know why you're
any
acting so weird.
Any ring of color. And so, like, the sun. The sun is one of those.
The
any
sun is an areola?
Color. Think about all the rings of color in your life. Like a,
like a what?
Like a frisbee.
Like a moon.
There.
The moon is an areola.
Yes, it is.
I got a funny feeling I'm going to have a long conversation with the boss tomorrow.
The moon last night was amazing, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. What was that?
It was super cool.
Dude, I went over to Kelly's last night to watch Tiger King, and I'm driving home. I couldn't stop staring at that thing.
I think it was a pink moon. I don't know why they call it that. Let me look it up. I did see it.
Never heard that term.
Super rare. No, I'm telling you that's what it was called. Yes, last night's pink moon.
Huh.
It was a full pink supermoon.
Well, as opposed to a full pink moon?
This year, April's full moon, nicknamed the Pink Moon, was also a super moon. It reached its peak at 10:35 last night Eastern Time.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
So it was a pink ring of color.
Okay. So was the moon areolish?
Yes, it was, actually. Specifically last night it was.
Because it was a circle of color, and so it was
a supermoon is the result of a full moon coinciding with the moon's closest point of orbit in relation to the Earth, which is known as a perigee. The result is that the moon is full, looks closer to us, and brighter than usual.
So it was a pink super areola moon.
That is what it was.
Nice.
Oh, mm-hmm. I just saw a story that says USAA is returning a $520 million in insurance premiums.
I told you! No thank one's you. Driving!
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much, USAA.
How many cars do you have insured?
Two.
Okay.
One for me, one for
mine. You get $100 back. Yeah.
Yeah, $520 million coming back to USAA members, according to this story. Don't mind if I do. Thank you very much.
I told you that would happen because American Family was first. They came out and said they're giving a combined $800 million with, was it Allstate? We read this yesterday. I'm trying to remember the other one.
It was...
Allstate
State,
was on there. It was,
Allstate and State Farm.
No, it was American Family and Allstate.
Oh, American Family and Allstate. Okay, all right.
Good for them.
Well, I'm not driving the car very much. I mean...
It's hard to get in a wreck when it's parked in the garage.
How's your boy doing from KU?
He is doing great. He's like
really?
Super workout guy while he's home. Yeah, really good.
You know, one of the things when we were talking earlier tonight, we were talking about the first things you're going to do when this is all over, and I said I'm going to go to Long John Silver's. That's not true. I'm going to get my hair cut. I can't take this anymore.
Yeah, you got a dome-shaped thing going on the top.
I know. It's because it's getting too long. It's getting too long up here. I hate you.
I know.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow, okay, kid?
Mm-hmm.
You be safe, you be well, and we will see you tomorrow. We got to run. On behalf of our producer today, one of the finest men in all of America, the great Sam Stevie III. My good friend and co-host Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks. God willing, we're all back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. Be good. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.